By the way, in case you haven't noticed this so far, I'm going to point it out to you. I don't do any sexual or political humor, and I'll tell you why. I keep getting the two confused. Really, I was on a TV show once in New York, and they asked me, they said, what do you think about the Middle East position? Now, don't be getting ahead of me on that. I said, well, hell, I enjoy it. But it hurt my wife's back. Now, I've been doing this bit for a couple of years now, and I hope I'm always considering myself a man ahead of his time. Did you see on the news this past week, they're doing this 5-part series on about how most of the homeless downtown are frauds? Did you see that? Interviewing them. One man lives in the suburbs. Another guy's got his little sign every morning, makes 200 a day. Be reading all that? You know what they do when they get hungry? They call Domino's, have pizza delivered to the corner where they're standing. $18 for lunch. See, if you pull over and said, look, I got 2 acres of land that needs clearing off, hop in. They gonna get in. I proved this to a friend of mine. Up here on Johnson Ferry, a man on the corner right near where I live, been out there every day for a year, getting on my damn nerves. So one morning when traffic wasn't too bad, I pulled over. He had this sign that says, I will work for food. I offered this guy an onion to paint my house. He gave me the finger. So they can be rude, you know. These are the... Oh, by the way, I watched TV today. I saw professional wrestling, 3 hours of it. I don't like football and baseball because I think them two sports is fake. I also saw my favorite X-Lax commercial 3 times. You know the one that's been on the longest where they have this grown woman talking to her grown daughter? They refer to X-Lax as their family's best friend. Now, I wonder where in the hell they go for the holiday. The next time the commercial is on, listen carefully to what the man says during the commercial. He's talking about a laxative. He says, and I quote, it works while you sleep. I don't want that. Neil, I want to be up and awake. Ready to go. And did you know this? On every box of X-Lax, in very small print, it says, caution, this is not candy. You know what that means? Sometime in the past. So Ned has said to his wife, probably from the bathroom, how do you know Hershey's ain't what it used to be? Everybody have a good time so far tonight, didn't you?